بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on today, inshallah, to a new chapter that deals with بيع السلم. And if you recall, we stated that السلم is one of the four types of transaction that are related to merchandise versus price. So either you sell and buy, giving the price and taking the merchandise instantly on the same location, or you postpone one of them. And in this type, we will, inshallah, discuss when you give the money in advance so that you buy something that is not found yet, and it will be found in the future. So who will read hadith number 271? Yes, brother, there at the end.
Ibn Abbas, Allah be pleased with him, reported that when Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, they were paying 1, 2, and 3 years in advance for fruits. So he said, those who pay in advance for anything must be so for a specific measure of a specific weight and for a definite time.
Okay, so the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to Medina, he found them having this transaction. Now Islam, when it comes, it does not mean that it cancels everything that was there. Everything that goes in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah, it is approved. And this transaction was approved by the Prophet alayhi salam. However, the Prophet put conditions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us look at what is bay' al-salam. Bay' al-salam, or the transaction of salam, is actually beneficial for the buyer and the seller. So the seller actually has a farm, and he's cultivating the crops, he's cultivating the trees, he's doing his best to have these fruit and crops and selling it. Now it will be due in 6 months' time, and he needs money. So he goes to a person, a rich person, he says, give me money for a loan. I said, no, I don't have any money to lend. It's my right. So he tells me, what about if I sell you my crops for a minimal charge? As a businessman, I would think, $2 today, after 6 months, I can sell it for $5. That's a good deal for me. I'm a businessman. So I say this is okay. Now, I give him the money in advance. The farmer is happy because he can use the money to feed his family, to cultivate his land, to buy seeds or whatever. The trader or the buyer is happy because he's buying something. It's a good investment. It will double, triple, quadruple after a few months' time. So this is good for both. Now, what are the conditions? The Prophet alayhi salam, that whoever does so, that is the transaction of salam, it has to be in a specific measures, whether by size or by weight or by specifying the time of collecting it. Meaning, if I tell you, look at my farm, whatever is on it that will be produced, you take it for 100,000. You say, I accept. Is this halal? No. Why? This is not specific. You cannot measure it. And anything that cannot be measured cannot be sold as salam, because this would be ambiguous. So how do we measure it? By saying, I will give you 500 kilograms for this price of money on the specific week, the first week of Muharram, or after 3 months exactly, or after 2 years, I will give you 500 kgs from this specific fruit, whether it is dates, whether it is corn, whether it something that can be measurable. So if it is specifically measured and weighed accurately, then this transaction is permissible. So it has to be either known by size, in sa' or in weights, whether pounds or kilograms. And also the time limit is a must. You cannot make it indefinite, meaning when the crops come, I will sell it to you. Or give me 100,000, and when the crops come, you take it. This is not specific. You have to give a deadline. Also, the price of buying has to be immediate. So if the merchant says, okay, I'll take 500 kgs, I'll give you the price later on. Or I say after a month or so. No, the price has to be immediately given so that the farmer or the one who's selling can utilize this. Can this only be in farming, in crops, or it can be in anything? Scholars say it can be in anything. For example, a manufacturer who has a plant producing coffee cups. So I tell him I need 2,000 mugs, and this is the description. This is how high, this is the material it's made of, this is how heavy, and it looks like this, and this is the color. And I give him a sample. Is this permissible? The answer is yes, because this is exactly measured. It is exactly specific. If he makes anything that is not similar, then I have the right to reject it. So he goes and he says, okay, I will manufacture it exactly in 5 months' time. You will have the product. Said, okay, here is the money. This is completely permissible and accurate. Now, people ask, what is the difference between selling something you do not own, you do not possess, and this? I said, Hadith Hakim ibn Hizam, when the Prophet said, do not sell what you do not have, this was pointing out at something that is found and is there, available, but it is not mine. Someone comes and says, look at my friend's car, it's very beautiful. I wish I can buy it, but I don't have money. I said, I'll buy it for you, installments. This is something I do not have. It's a specific car, a specific merchandise. Now, bay'u salam, it's a contract to sell something in as a debt, not something that is present. Something described which is not there. It's described so that it's specifically known, but it is not there, it's not available. It's yet to be invented or yet to be planted or yet to be produced. While in the Hakim ibn Hizam's hadith, the thing we want is there, but it is not mine. So I will go and buy it, and there is ambiguity in it, whether I can do it or not. And this is to make it in a nutshell. You have to, as stated, cash the money, grab the money in your hand, and you have to set a time limit so that he would be able to deliver. And finally, that this product who he has given the promise to deliver has to be quantified, has to be specifically measured so that there would not be any kind of disagreement in the future. Moving on to another chapter, which is the conditions in transactions. We know that we can make conditions, but all kinds of conditions, or there are different kinds that are permissible and kinds are not. So we move on to hadith number 272.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Barira came to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and said, I have made a contract of buying my freedom with my masters for 9 ukiyas to be paid in yearly installments. Therefore, I seek your help. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, if your masters agree, I will pay them the sum at once and free you on condition that your wala will be for me. Barira went to her masters, but they refused that offer. She came back and said, I presented to them the offer, but they refused, unless the wala was for them. I told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about it. On that he said, take her and stipulate that the wala is for them, because wala is for the liberator. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha added, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then got up amongst the people, glorified and praised Allah, and said, then after, why do some men impose conditions which are not present in Allah's book? Any condition which is not present is invalid, even if there were 100 conditions.
Allah's decree is more worthy and Allah's condition is stronger and more solid. The wala is for the liberator.
Okay, Jazakallah khair. This long hadith is summarized as follows. A slave, when he is freed, the pledge of allegiance and his wala goes to his liberator, the one who freed him. Meaning, usually slaves don't have relatives because they're captured, so they're cut from their relatives. So if he dies, his liberator becomes his next of kin. He inherits him. So always those who liberate slaves would benefit and would want to keep this in the future as an investment if he dies. Now, Barira, may Allah be pleased with her, was a slave woman. She went to her masters and told them, free me. And they said, okay, work and give us this much of ounces of gold, whether it's 9, I think, in the hadith mentioned, and we will set you free. Now, Barira did not have any kind of education or craft that would enable her to get this money. What did she do? This is what we'll find, inshallah, after the break, so stay tuned.